CDC links vape illness to vitamin E acetate oil. AHA's Quit Lying propaganda campaign. The Aegis Alliance. The United States of America. Greetings, world. We are the Aegis Alliance. We do not condone underage alcohol, nicotine, or drug use. It has come to our attention that the mainstream media and other organizations continue to push propaganda and disinformation about vaping. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, recently announced that it had found a link between the vape illnesses and vitamin E acetate oil. The CDC also noted black market vape products as being the culprit, specifically those containing THC, the psychoactive ingredient in marijuana that gets users high. The CDC tested lung samples from 29 vape illness patients. THC was found in 23 of those samples, or in 79.3% of them. Nicotine was found in 16 of the samples. And all of the samples contained vitamin E acetate oil. However, the CDC failed to test for CBD, the ingredient in cannabis that does not get you high, and is known by the public for certain medicinal values. Since the CDC did not test for CBD, there's reason to believe that the samples not containing THC could have just as easily had CBD in them. Media sources reported on the CDC's findings around the 8th of November. These sources include KGW.com and 12news.com, which are NBC affiliates, TheStreet.com, NBCNews.com, CNBC.com, LifeHacker.com, The-Scientist.com, and many more. Meanwhile, just days later on November 11th, CNN continued with the vape scare and reported about a vape illness in the United Kingdom, even though CNN had previously reported on the CDC's new findings. CNN decided to hide the CDC's findings all the way at the bottom of the article, with a mere mention, which many readers don't read that far into the article, let alone those who only read the headline on social media. It's important to note that standard nicotine e-liquid is not oil-based at all. A person would never fall ill from vaping standard e-liquid. There is also the new anti-vaping propaganda campaign by the American Heart Association, called Quit Lying. The AHA claims that vaping is linked to heart attacks. However, USAtoday.com reported that Professor Brad Rodu has found this to be a false and invalid claim, since in Professor Stanton Glantz's study, the majority of the 38 patients in the study who had heart attacks had them on an average of 10 years before they even started vaping. The AHA's QuitLying.org campaign claims there are heavy metals and volatile organic compounds from vaping, or that vapor contains heavy metals such as nickel, tin, and lead. However, this claim has been debunked by Dr. Konstantinos Fartalinos, who is a researcher at the Onassis Cardiac Surgery Center in Athens, Greece. The doctor found that someone would have to vape more than 100 milliliters of e-liquid per day, which is a huge amount, and practically impossible to use in one day, in order to exceed the FDA limits for daily intake of toxic metals. A human takes more than 17,000 breaths per day, but only 400 to 600 puffs of an e-cigarette each day. The flawed study calculated it as though someone was vaping for all 17,000 breaths per day. A person should be more concerned about the pollutants in the air they breathe. Brad Rodu and Konstantinos Fartalinos exposed the flaws in the Johns Hopkins toxic metals study with a research paper they released debunking the study, but unfortunately, retractions are never the headlines. The Quit Lying campaign claims that people are more likely to smoke if they vape, but there's no actual proof to back up that claim. In fact, EurekaAlert.org reported on a study earlier this month that vaping probably does not lead to smoking. Personally, myself, Kyle James Lee, switched from cigarettes to vaping more than 7 years ago, and haven't bought a pack of cigarettes ever since. Quit Lying says things such as vape flavors are being marketed to kids, but most all legal age vapers also like those same or similar flavors. Quit Lying claims that one Juul pod has the same amount of nicotine as a pack of cigarettes, but this is a very vague claim. What it fails to mention is that a Juul pod can last as long as a pack of cigarettes, It also fails to mention the milligrams of nicotine in a Juul pod. It also doesn't tell you that lungs actually absorb less nicotine from vaping than from cigarettes, because vapor doesn't lacerate the lungs like cigarettes do. Quit Lying also uses language like big vape as a way to link the vape industry to the big tobacco cigarette industry, and that youths are more likely to use Juul pods. But what it doesn't tell you is that the vast majority of the vape industry has nothing to do with cigarette companies, which adult vapers usually prefer to use. Personally, none of my entire vape setup or e-liquid has anything at all to do with cigarette companies. Keep in mind that these anti-vaping organizations and the American Heart Association are in fact well-funded and backed by corporations, billionaires, and the pharmaceutical industry, with a surprisingly lesser influence by big cigarette companies. Meanwhile, CNBC recently reported that the United Kingdom is embracing e-cigarettes as an anti-smoking tool, while the United States continues its war on vaping. A vapor is only more likely to smoke cigarettes if flavors are banned. Please watch the Aegis Alliance's previous videos for more informative information about the current vape issues. Aegis, in the Aegis Alliance, stands for the Activists, Alliance for the Exposure of Government Intelligence and Secrets. We do not claim to be a leader of the Legion. The Aegis Alliance has anonymous allies. The repercussions of a nationwide vape flavor ban. YouTube. https://youtube.be/skykeys6m1m. Article. https://theaegisalliance.com/2019/10/06/repercussions-nationwide-vape-flavor-ban/. Vape flavor ban panic and media misinforming the public. YouTube. https://youtube.be/zichtbesik. Article. https://theaegisalliance.com/2019/09/14/vape-flavor-ban-panic-and-media-misinforming-the-public/. Kyle James Lee. The Aegis Alliance. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 International License.